The result of the Labour Party leadership contest to replace Brendan Howlan will be known today. Two candidates, Alan Kelly of Tipperary and Éan O'Riordan of Dublin Bay North, are in contention. The vote is among the party membership. We can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Good morning, Micheál.
Morning, Brian.
Now, it's been a pretty low-key campaign, I suppose, curtailed, obviously, by COVID-19. Decided by the membership, how have the candidates been distinguishing themselves?
Yeah, it has been low-key. I suppose three of the five planned hustings did go ahead before the COVID-19 crisis. There are differences in approach. Éan O'Riordan is talking about taking Labour away from being a party of the establishment, making it relevant to young people again, and dealing in particular too with improving the conditions of low-paid workers. Alan Kelly speaks about bringing Labour back to its core values, back to basics, he says, putting an emphasis on health and housing, and also promising to reorganise the party right across the country. That's been one of his key pledges. So it's hard to gauge how this campaign is going because the hustings seem a long time ago now, the ones that were held in Dublin, Mullingar and Cork. But I think at the very beginning of the campaign, there was a sense that Alan Kelly went into it ahead. Has Éan O'Riordan done enough in the last few weeks to bridge that gap? Well, we'll know at about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening.
I suppose many people will wonder about the implications of this for Labour becoming involved in government formation. Those talks going ahead between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Éan O'Riordan, we know, is against Labour going back into government. Alan Kelly has been more non-committal, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think that is going to be the first question that will be asked of the new leader. We do know that the six members of the Labour Parliamentary Party, as they were earlier this week, there'll be more now after the Shannon elections, possibly 11. But the conversation they had over the phone during the week seemed to stick to that position that Brendan Howlan took, where they would say they would be going into opposition. However, inevitably, there will be conversations, and you feel, in particular, if Alan Kelly were to emerge the winner, then the prospect of at least talking to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is something that could happen. I think there's a lot to weigh up. From his point of view, if he were to be successful, we do know the Éan O'Riordan position, that seems clear and absolute, and he says it during the campaign several times about moving away, again that message about taking Labour away from the establishment. From Alan Kelly's point of view, if he were the one in charge, he would have to weigh up the possibility, if he did reach agreement, of getting that through whatever kind of party conference can be held during a COVID-19 crisis, and that would be one of his first acts as leaders. Could he risk losing it? There is also that major job that has to be done of rebuilding the party. Is that something that could be done more effectively from the opposition? But I think certainly there would be some level of dialogue if Alan Kelly is the party leader.
And there'd certainly be, it would seem, a welcome on the mat, if I can put it that way, from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because I think both Mr. Varadkar and Micheál Martin have made it clear, really, they need a third party involved in this arrangement, if there is to be an arrangement.
That's the consistent message. Again, the Taoiseach last night saying that relying on 9 independents, which they would need to get even a slender majority, is something that wouldn't be reliable if you were going into every vote with that number of independent TDs. They've also spoken about the need for a broader base, and that means a third party. Micheál Martin saying yesterday that there are policies that Labour have that could be pursued. So, yes, they will clearly look in that direction because there is 6 votes there, 6 TDs. That would make a difference that could be added to along with independents. So it's not clear, though. Could that path be successful? I don't think it's quite as straightforward as some in Fianna Fáil in particular think it would be if Alan Kelly does become the leader. And they hope still, particularly within Fine Gael, is that there are beneath the surface conversations taking place in the Green Party that haven't emerged yet. And while that party has adopted an absolute position and said that it will pursue only a national unity government, the view within senior levels of Fine Gael that all is not lost yet and that it could be several weeks anyway before a new government is formed, allowing that party to think a little more about this.
All right. Just a quick word, if I might, about on the economy here and government formation. Is the time fast approaching, Micheál, when an emergency budget might be needed and obviously a government with a Dáil majority to carry that?
Yeah, that will be one of those key things if it were to happen that would require a new government. The Taoiseach has spoken about this in recent times and said that an emergency budget is something that can only really be contemplated when the crisis has passed and when the full impact can be weighed up. In the meantime, the government talking about their ability to borrow because they said they entered this crisis with cash in hand and with a rainy day fund. So the full crisis will have to have passed and the impact weighed up to see what an emergency budget would have to do. So it could be some time off, but it's certainly it's something that's been discussed, and it's no doubt it's something that's also under discussions at some level in those talks taking place between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And we know those talks and trying to reach a common consensus at a fairly advanced stage, a document there could be signed off on perhaps even early next week.
Micheál, thanks very much indeed for that. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, bringing the time to just 7:45.